I'm joined in the studio by Damien and by Coral from Serenade the Stars, whose current release, Astronomy, is out now, and it's on Spotify, and you can download it and you can buy it, which is always preferable. So how does Spotify work? How do you make money out of Spotify? How does it help you?
You don't make money out of Spotify unless you're, you know, getting millions and millions and millions of streams. You don't really make a lot of money. It's about 0.00001p per play. It is good in so many ways. I've discovered so much new music on there. People can listen to us at the click of a button. You know, we can put our music out there worldwide for everyone to listen to. So while we, you know, we don't really make money off it, it gives us that, I know exposure is a dirty word in the music industry, but it does give us that exposure and it gives people access to our music. And we just became a verified Spotify artist with the blue tick. So we can now create playlists on there for people to listen to, show people our influences. We can connect with other artists. I mean, Coral is about to create a playlist for us on Spotify as well of her favourite songs.
So hard to narrow it down.
It gets you attention, and it directs people to your music. I mean, if you got playlisted on some of their playlists and things along those lines, there is potentially a little bit of money in it. But to be honest, we're not really in it for the money, which is lucky because we don't really make any money. So it's all about the passion with us. And we're having a, we and Coral were talking earlier about how much fun and all the cool things that have happened to us through music. And I guess that's why we do it, for all these amazing stories and all the amazing people we meet. And, you know, I've met Coral through music. That's how we've become friends. So it's kind of really cool like that.
Now, the album, when you came in last time, you were sort of writing the album.
We're doing a few more tracks in the kind of same style that we've been doing. And then we've already begun work on the album, which is a totally different sound. Maybe you could enlighten the audience about that one.
What to say? There's a lot more me. There's probably a lot more feel-good solos. I don't know. How do we think it's so different then?
I think it's a bit deeper. The music's a little bit deeper. There's a lot more going into it. I'm playing, you know, 10 different guitars on the track. Coral's going to be doing a lot more kind of keys and piano and strings on there.
So maybe there might be a couple of... We're going to put some bonus sort of stripped down ones at the end. It's going to... Just a lot more sort of harmonies and things are going to be richer. I think it's going to... There's going to be a lot more to latch onto melody-wise. And I think each listen is probably going to... I don't know, you might interpret the tracks in different ways each time you hear them.
You'll see a lot more work with Matt and Coral on the vocals. So we're going to go bigger on the vocals, probably some bigger and catchier choruses. You'll see a lot more kind of, you know, backing on there as well. So a lot more effort will be going into the vocals. And you might see some tracks where Coral just sings with a piano, or Matt just sings with a piano. Or who knows, we could do a track where Matt and Coral just sing and there's no... Nothing. You know, instruments whatsoever apart from them. We're kind of very open-minded with writing.
He's got such a good voice. It would be a shame to throw instruments in the way, wouldn't it?
I think you both do, so I feel
I'm
very
biased.
Lucky.
Can you tell I'm a vocalist?
Live shows. Now, hopefully, you're going to be coming... you're doing a mini tour.
We are. So we are... We're doing Maidenhead Festival, which is quite a big festival local to us, in July. And then at the end of the year, we're looking at doing four places. So, of course, we're going to come to Essex because we get so much love from Essex. And, you know, we want to come in and interview again and release new singles. So you're going to see us playing Essex. There's going to be one in Norwich. We're doing one in Guildford. And the other one is going to be High Wycombe, which is where me and Coral are from. So it's going to be like a hometown show. And, you know, we're only doing a handful of shows this year because we're focusing a lot on the writing. And we've got, as we said, we're doing a book. So we're doing, I don't know what you'd call it. It's a children's book, but it's going to have a narrative on there with Coral and Matt are like voice actors as well. So they'll be kind of working on that together. It's going to come from the band. And, you know, we're going to do some videos and we're going to do some really cool stuff. So we're branching out and putting our fingers in, you know, more and more pies. So on stage for the festival, we are doing... Oh, this will be for all the shows. We're going to have me, Matt and Coral, of course, on there. We've got a guy called Carl, I'll give a shout out to, plays bass for us when we play live. We are using Connor. Connor who?
Don't. You know I don't know how to pronounce it.
We are going to do... Connor, is happily volunteered to play guitar.
He had volunteered. By the way, his name.
Well, when I say volunteered, we... We approached him.
I'm like, you don't even know my name. See ya.
And then we have a guy that comes and plays drums for us. Like, he's a session drummer most of the time for our live shows. So there'll be a kind of big setup live. You'll see a lot more energy. I mean, Coral will be... Matt usually plays guitar you know, or keys as well when he plays live. So you'll see Coral there with a mic running around the stage, you know, working the crowd.
I think we're going to make it quite theatrical. Me and Matt have had a chat about sort of how we both play keys and how we're going to sort of crowd around it. I'll be whacking some stuff at the bottom and he'll be sort of tinkling on top. And it's, I just think it's going to be quite funny.
We're going to have a lot of fun with our live shows. And of course, with astronomy, you'll notice there's a big kind of group vocal on the chorus, and yeah, you know, we might encourage a bit of a stage invasion from people to come and sing that with us, get a few friends up on stage. I think we both know quite a few musicians and singers that can come and do that for us.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have some fun. Maybe in Essex, Michelle, you know, you can come up stage and sing with us.
I can't even, probably wouldn't be out by the time that bit had come up, I would have walked up the steps and it'd be finished. That's how unfit I am. You'd need a couple of steady blokes.
I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do it.
That's an idea. You can come flying in on a wire.
Oh, yeah. Mary Poppins, eat your heart out.
There you go.
I would pay for that. If you came down with an umbrella on a wire, I would pay for that to happen.
Umbrella in the shape of a moon. Oh, here we go. This is the thing.
Okay, you heard it here first. This is going to happen. That's a signed contract, Coral.
Phoenix FM exclusive.
It all gets back to astronomy. Now, if you want to find out more about Serenade the Stars, it's Serenade the Stars on Facebook. You'll also find them on Twitter, and you're on Instagram as well.
I think we might be. I don't know.
There's quite a bit of me singing random bits and bobs I've written and things on Coral Smith Vocals, if you're interested.
Just go on that, and we'll share on that one.
Yeah.
Instagram. I looked for you earlier on Instagram. I was like, what's going on?
I know, I always hashtag us, but we don't have an actual account.
No, I need to get better with this social media stuff.
You will get it, though, because I looked earlier, and I don't think anyone's taken it.
We'll get it. We should probably set up a website
as well.
Not
until now.
Do you know what? Do you want to start working for us?
We do need someone doing our PR.
Yes, no. I have enough to do. Thanks very much, but it would be nice. Now, you're going to sing. Tell us about the song you're going to do.
I'm going to hand this one to Coral because I found out about this song last night about 11 o'clock.
Whoops, sorry. So I was thinking, we want to do something that people might know and something that people might connect with. And I was like, oh, it'd be cool if it's on the theme, on a whole, you know, space theme. So I was just browsing through some popular songs and thinking, oh, that's a bit dancey. Oh, I don't know about that. And then I thought, oh, James Arthur's just released a tune, which is really cool, Falling Like the Stars. And I thought, oh, is it all right that it has stars in it? And we just love stars a little bit too much. But at least you'll remember the word stars if we haven't said it enough already.
Is that stars?
Stars.
Yeah. The word stars. Yeah. You've got to remember that.
But I just really like this tune. I just think it's really chilled out. I knew that it was just going to be us two doing something with guitar and vocals. And there's a really sweet guitar in this song that you managed to pull together in, I don't know.
Like I said, I got a message last night. We were talking last night and I got the message. I didn't know what we were going to do. I kind of left it to Coral and she messaged me about 11 and said, oh, do you want to do this song? I've heard this song once in my life. And she was like, it's just these chords, you'll be fine with it. So I listened to it last night and I listened to it this morning. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Coral's and I had a quick jam and then we rehearsed it over there.
Yeah.
Which is in the corner of the Phoenix FM studio.
Yeah.
So we are going to attempt, we're going to nail it.
You're going to nail it. It sounded fabulous. So.
Yeah, I've got another little reason why I connected with this song whilst hearing it. Is like in the verse two, there's a line about, so it's quite a soppy love song, but there's a line about four kids and no sleep, and I'm one of four. So my whole childhood was that, pretty much just all of us running around like, rah! So if you've got a big family, maybe you'll relate to this as well.
I think I actually woke her up this morning when I came over to her, so maybe the no sleep thing.
My body clock is not the same as it used to be. Musician. Right.
Here we go, this is Coral and Damien with Serenade the Stars.
Swear to God, when I come home, I'm gonna hold you so close. Swear to God, when I come home, I'll never let you go. Like a river I flow to the ocean I know, and you pull me close, guiding me home. And I need you to know that we so fast, we're falling like the stars, we're falling in love. And I'm not scared to say those words. With you, I'm safe with. us, we've fallen in love. Swear to God, I can see. Four kids and no sleep. We'll have one on each knee, you and me. Oh, and when we grow up, you're still the boy in that club. When I held your hands up and you had too much. And I need you to know that we're falling so fast. We're falling like the stars, falling in love. No, I'm not scared to say those words with you. I'm safe, 'cause we're falling like the stars, falling in love. Swear to God, every day he won't take you away. 'Cause without you, my babe, I lose my way. Oh, I'm in love, yeah. Oh, I'm in love, yeah. Oh, I'm in love. And oh, I'm in love, yeah. Oh, and I need you to know that we're falling so fast. We're falling like the stars, falling in love. And I'm not scared to say those words. With you, I'm safe. We're falling like the stars. We've fallen in love.